Last week, some of my friends took their family to see a living nativity set. The five-year-old was fascinated by the camels and the donkey. When they got up to the manger, they pointed out the shepherds and the magi. The little one loved to see Mary holding a baby. But then he pointed to the man next to Mary and asked, "Who's that?" My friends said, "Well, that's Joseph. That's Jesus' daddy." And the little five-year-old said, "But I thought God was Jesus' daddy." Without missing a beat, my friend said, "I think we need to call Auntie Bridget." Yeah. Joseph is a figure we often gloss over. Most of us know about him is that he planned to dismiss Mary quietly. A traditional reading of the gospel that we just listened to talks of Joseph's dream and reads that as the angel changing Joseph's mind. Joseph had planned to dismiss Mary quietly, and the angel convinces him to do something different. I would like to suggest a slightly different reading of this text. I think that what actually happens here is that the angel confirms Joseph's deepest dream. Think about it. Joseph was betrothed to Mary. What do you think he'd been dreaming for the last days and weeks and months? He'd been dreaming about building a life with this woman, creating a household, a future, a family, growing old together, dawdling grandchildren on his knee, rocking chairs, you name it. He had had a deep dream about what life was going to be. We know that he didn't want to follow society's expectations, that he have her stoned to death. That's why we hear that he planned to let her go quietly. So we know that he's a man of mercy and compassion. Joseph had looked at what society expected and then looked at who he was, what he was about, and then struggled to find a compromise between the two. Society had said that this woman had behaved poorly and needed to be killed. Joseph knew her to be a wonderful, kind, compassionate, caring woman, and knew that he had deep dreams with her and for her. And so the angel's message, the grace, the sacred, tell him, I think, to follow his dream, to do what he longs to do, what makes his heart sing, to do something that's bigger than himself. Mary's story is, at best, improbable. Some would say impossible. And it puts Joseph in a position where his dream to start a life with Mary, his dream to love her and cherish her and create something meaningful with her, well, now his dream seems impossible. And so one of the glorious messages that comes down through the ages to us today is the encouragement to dream the impossible dream. Many of you know that song from the musical, The Man from La Mancha. The text is absolutely perfect for what we're talking about today. To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear the unbeatable bearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary to reach that unreachable star. It goes on, this is my quest, to follow the star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far. And the world would be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered by scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star. And the world will be better for this. That one person still strove with their last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star. Jesus' life, his teachings, and therefore everything that he inspired, every life that he touched, would not have been possible if Joseph hadn't followed his dreams, if he hadn't reached for that unreachable star. There are so many important lessons that we can learn from Joseph's dream. He is the hinge between the legalism of his times and the mercy of Jesus. Joseph is righteous, and the definition of righteousness here starts to shift. It changes from following the rules to behaving with compassion. Many of you have heard me say that some of the best advice I was ever given was that if I was going to make an error, to err on the side of graciousness, to err on the side of mercy and compassion and healing and hope. If nothing else, this story compels us to make gracious errors. Another important lesson is to believe in our dreams. In biblical times, people took their dreams seriously. Joseph listened to his heart and what was being given to him. When's the last time you took your dreams seriously? When is the last time that you really dreamed something big? Or perhaps more importantly, how, over the course of your life, have you compromised your dreams? Not listened to that voice that calls you to live extraordinarily. Joseph acts, and his actions speak louder than words. I mentioned this in our adult ed session this morning. Did you know that Joseph never speaks a word in all of the scriptures? He never says a word. His actions allow the whole rest of the New Testament to unfold. His actions are what count. And so I ask you, what is God calling you to? What great longing has God planted deep within your soul? Even if it's something improbable, impossible, today's gospel tells us to live extraordinarily. Even if it's something that you don't think that the rest of the world could handle, if it's what God has planted deep within you, find a way to make it work. Don't cut your dreams short just because of what society says, just because your dream isn't what everyone else will have or what everyone else might want. Trust the dream that God has planted deep within you. The third piece that I think is important for us to carry away from this gospel is do not be afraid. The angel tells Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home. Now, I think we need to step back a little bit. There's always an important tutorial to do about angels. What is an angel? We could do this like I do in confirmation class and say, I can be quiet longer than you can. I'm more stubborn than you. up at top? It's a spirit from heaven. It's a messenger from God, right? Yes, well done. Yay, our youth have courage. angel is a messenger from God. And now, messengers from God don't come to you to say, don't forget to bring home the milk. Messengers from God come when there is something hugely important to tell you. And usually, it means that your life is going to change. And so whenever an angel tells you, don't be afraid, the reason that they're telling you, don't be afraid, is because you really should be afraid. The angel says, don't be afraid to take Mary into your home. Messengers from God invite us to be co-conspirators with the sacred. And so it's natural when your dreams take you to places that very well might be a little scary, might be asking you to step out into something important and deep and rich and real. You very well may be afraid. And the angel of God will tell you, do not be afraid. And the reason that the angels can tell us not to be afraid is because the angels can promise that through it all, God will be with us. The last piece of wisdom that I'd like to lift up from the Joseph's dream is that all too often, dreams are deferred. The experience of not listening to our dreams is nothing new. Many people end up finding society's structures just too daunting to get above and beyond. And so they allow their dreams to be stifled. They allow themselves to be constrained because of society's expectations. And that reminds me of the great poet Langston Hughes, when he wrote about what happens to a dream deferred. He wrote, "What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? Or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load. Or does it explode?" Hughes understood what can happen when we don't follow our dreams, when society keeps our dreams confined. And so our dream today from Joseph, our encouragement, is to dream the impossible dream. Dream impossible dreams, friends. Err on the side of mercy. Take your dreams seriously. Listen and act on them. Do everything that you can so that they are not deferred. In doing so, God will act through our dreams. And as the impossible dream tells us, the world will be better for it. Thanks be to God.